something new. I would like to take the time tonight to remind you of something you probably already know. I'm going to preach a very simple, straightforward message. I'm going to ask a very simple question. And I'm going to repeat this many times through this message, but the title of my message tonight is, Are You Sincere? Are you sincere in your Christian walk tonight? Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 10, the Bible says, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. The word sincere here, it's the Greek word elekrines. It has the idea of being tried, being tested. Similar to how gold would go through a furnace and it comes out pure. It comes in impure and it comes out pure. It's genuine. It's real. I would like to open in prayer. Lord, I thank you for everything you've done for us. I thank you that you've blessed us, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity you've given unto me tonight, Lord. I pray that you would calm my nerves. I pray that through your power you would speak through me and those after me, Lord. I pray that you would just bless those serving in other ministries and bless them for their ministry, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Around 450 BC, a battle was fought between the Greeks and the Persians. This battle was called the Battle of Thermopylae, which is, many of you probably know of this battle. In this battle, around 7,000 Greeks went to war against, it's estimated, about 100,000 to 300,000 Persians. The Persia at this time was the world empire and expected to absolutely conquer Greece like they had conquered every other nation that they had ever faced them. But this battle was different. Of these 7,000 soldiers, 300 of them being the famous Spartans, it's estimated that about 2,000 to 4,000 of them died. But the reason this battle is famous is because an astounding 20,000 Persians died. The battle lasted a whole 2 days, and in this time, Greece was able to rally an army together strong enough to hold off the Persians. This would later set the stage for Alexander the Great to conquer not only Persia, but the known world. The reason these few Greeks were able to conquer such a vast and powerful army was because they were sincere. When tried, when tested, when the trials came, they stood firm. They were sincere. They were genuine. Tonight, I would like to ask you if this would apply to your Christian life. Are you sincere in your Christian walk tonight? I'm going to repeat this question many times. I'm going to give two very simple points, and I'll be done. Point number one, how to be sincere. What does that entail? What does it look like to be a sincere Christian? What does that mean? Philippians 1, verse number 11 says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Friend, our purpose on this earth is simply to bring fruit unto Christ, to magnify the name of God. Friend, is this something that you do on a regular basis? Are you constantly bringing fruit, magnifying the name of Jesus? Is this something that others can see in your life? Can others see your sincerity, that you are genuine? You're not a Christian who claims to be a Christian, but lives a different style when you're not in church, lives a different lifestyle when not around other Christians. In verse number 14, Paul goes on to talk about his bonds. The Bible says, and many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confident by my bonds are much more bold to speak the word without fear. These bonds he's speaking of, we know from other books, from Acts, from the epistle, from some of his epistles, that this included being stoned, being imprisoned, being beaten. In fact, he was actually later martyred for the cause of Christ. But he was able to remain sincere through these because he knew that his bonds, his imprisonment, his trials was bringing others to preach the name of Jesus, and the name of Jesus was being preached. And that was his whole goal in life. Paul was sincere through the trials. Friend, many times it's easy to be sincere, to be genuine, to be a real Christian, or to appear so when times are easy, when we can just, as we often say, go through the motions of the Christian life, to just walk through and when times are good. But how do you stand when times are tough? What happens when trials arise? Do you stand sincere? I think an example of this, and I'm sure most of you know the story of Job. Obviously, Job was very wealthy. He was had everything you could ever want until one day God took everything from him. But he says in Job says in Job 23:10, and he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job was not just sincere when times were easy and when times were good. When God took everything from him, he remained sincere. He simply served God. He knew that his ways were right. He was confident in his ways. Are you confident in your ways tonight? Do you know that what you're doing is what God would want you to do? Point number two, why? Why do we have to go through trials? Why do we have to be sincere? Why does God want to test us, to try us? This is often something I hear so many people ask. If you jump back, actually, to verse number 12, Paul says, "But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather into the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all the places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." For sake of time, jump down to verse number 18. "What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice." Paul's priorities were set. They were right. His whole goal in life was to magnify and praise the name of Jesus. This is how he was able to remain sincere. Once again, like I mentioned, he knew that because of these afflictions and these, if you're curious, read the book of Acts and just look at all the things that Paul had to go through. Yet he remained sincere through them. He says, and he goes on in verse number 20 to say, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed." Friend, this is something that I think a lot of Christians, and even myself at times, struggle with, is not being ashamed. It amazes me how we'll go in public, we'll go where it really matters, where we really have the opportunity to witness, and it's so easy to just want to blend in, to just be the same. But are you sincere when it comes to standing out? God has called us to be peculiar people. Are you sincere even when it's easy not to be ashamed? Verse 21 says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Friend, if you're saved here tonight, you really have nothing to fear. Psalms confirms this in Psalms 118, verse number 6. "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" But I'm out of time, so I'll finish with this. It is attributed to one of these Greek soldiers that, when told that the Persians were capable of shooting so many arrows that they could actually block out the sun, he simply responded with, "Then we will fight in the shade." Friend, are you willing to fight in the shade tonight? Are you willing to fight even when times are tough? At the first sign of trials and afflictions, do you flee, do you run, or do you simply stand sincere and genuine?